you do when you own a pub and you can't open? It's the question lots of folks have been asking around New South Wales. I know the pub around the corner from me quickly put scaffolding up, has had an exterior makeover. That's now down. It's looking schmick, ready for the time that we are out of lockdown. But for one publican in New South Wales, they went a little more digital. They now have over 22,000 followers, and the family behind the Collyer Hotel has gone a little bit viral on TikTok, sharing videos like this.
People reckon my job's easy. Hi, everyone! I'm so tipsy. Oh, I'm the bridesmaid. I didn't even like her. Just a warning, we're all a little bit tipsy. You should have left those drinks on the bus. You didn't buy them here. We bought these drinks here already.
Okay. Let's meet one half of the team behind the iconic videos. Tom Hancock is the publican at the Collyer Hotel. Good morning, Tom.
G'day there. How are we all?
Yeah, good. Did you mean to become TikTok famous in lockdown, my friend?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It was just a little bit of fun I was having with my wife and kids, and next thing you know, you put a video up, and then it's gone pretty viral, which is awesome.
What has the response been like? What have people been sharing with you as they watch your videos?
Yeah, no, it's been great, especially when you read all the different positive comments in regards to, people just being locked up at home and they can have a bit of a giggle and reminisce about what the pub times are like, because, I like to think most of our stories are very true in regards to what happens in a country pub, that's for sure.
Yeah, you've kind of done a lockdown series. Explain the ideas behind the videos and what you wanted to share with people.
Yeah, so basically my wife started a video at the very start just in regards to the hats that we had that we were selling, and that one went pretty well. And then we sort of thought to ourselves, maybe if that's gone pretty well, we'll just do a video every day, just a life in the lockdown of a country publican. And so now every day we come together and do a bit of brainstorming and come up with an idea of doing a video of what happens in the day of a publican.
And some of them are being seen by hundreds of thousands of people. Did you expect that?
No, definitely not. No, yeah, as you said, there's been a fair few videos that have reached over a couple hundred thousand views now, which is awesome.
What's it brought to your life? I guess especially when you can't do, what you're in the pub to do, which is open and be part of the community and, share everything from stories to important moments to sad moments to, everything that the pub becomes in a country town.
Yeah, well, it's definitely kept us busy. Coming up with the ideas is quite easily flowing, because, as I said, it is something that happens all the time. But, my poor wife, she's normally doing all the bookwork. She's the brains behind the business, and now she hasn't really had any time to do all that sort of stuff because she's been busy slapping all these videos together. But now we've still been doing other jobs around the pub, painting and whatever else, but the main thing for us is that we still have a little bit of an income coming in, because after people have been watching the videos, they've been seeing the hats and stuff like that we're wearing. So next thing you know, we've sold hats to every state in the country and even to America and Canada.
What?
And we're actually just in the process of making an online store. So because we've run out of hats. I think we sold 450 to 500 hats in the first 4 weeks of lockdown. So it's been awesome.
Wow, that's amazing. Now you get to have your own merch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we've always had it, but it's normally been for the traveller that, that calls in, or a local that wears a hat, to represent their local pub. And then next thing you know, now I suppose people have thought that they want to wear one too. So, that's been going absolutely crazy through Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, and as I said, we've just been sending them all the time, and obviously that keeps a lot of locals in business, whether it's the post office man or, we're using a local marketing team to build us a shop on our website and stuff like that. So it sort of keeps the ball rolling in all different industries.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I have to say that, I know you're trying to be the star of the videos, but I think you're upstaged sometimes by the other little star.
Yeah, that's right. No, Eliza, she's an absolute crack-up. It's quite funny, she's... people probably wouldn't think that she's like that all the time, but she's a little weapon. She's got quite the personality, that's for sure.
And she's more than happy to be involved. Is she, the director, really?
Yeah, she absolutely loves it. Sometimes if she's not in the mood, we have to do the old cheeky bribing. They say it's you should never work with children or animals, and you have to give her a little bit of a treat just to get her in the right mood sometimes. But she does love it. And I think that now she sort of starts to look forward to it sometimes. You just tell her that that's what we're going to go do, and she basically, you know, just makes it happen. It's great.
Super sweet bonding moment between you and her as well in some of the videos. Is she just, you know, you guys are just having fun, really.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's putting a smile on all of our faces. But, you know, as you can imagine, as a publican, no matter whether you're in a big city or a country pub, it's, you know, it's an industry that takes over your life a fair bit. So, you know, you've got to just think of the positives in regards to lockdown, and, you know, this can bring our little family closer together. And whether it's the bath time or you know, dinner ritual that, you know, finally as a father that's a publican, you know, I can be a part of. So you just got to look at the bright side of it all, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Warren is technically, you're in the Warren LGA, he's technically out of lockdown. Have you reopened, Tom? Where are you at with that?
No, so we didn't open. Some people probably think we're crazy, but what with the Warren LGA, Collier's actually located, it'd literally only be 500 metres down the highway from Gilgandra, so I'd say more or less 80% of our customer base is actually outside of the Warren LGA. So as my wife and I have been saying a lot, you know, we'd prefer to say no to everybody than, you know, say no to just a couple of people that live down the invisible line only a couple of k's away, because, you know, you think about the farmer that does live a couple of k's away, you know, they're isolated on the farm enough as it is in the real world. So, you know, they can't, you know, can't wait to come to the pub. And I'd hate for a Warren local to be sitting in the beer garden and then having to turn away someone that literally just lives only 2K away.
Yeah. Do we have an idea for today's video?
Yeah, we do, but I can't tell you.
Oh, sneak peek. All right, we've just got to watch this space.
Yeah, that's right. No, to be honest, we have been throwing around some ideas, but we're not 100% certain just yet which one we're going to do. But it takes a bit of momentum with, you know, pub jobs and stuff like that that we're slowly doing, and, you know, also having a bit of fun on the side. So, yeah, we just have to get a bit motivated for the one today, I think.
What happens when the pub reopens, Tom? Like, what happens to all your TikTok fans?
Well, I think that we might be pretty busy. It sounds crazy enough. But, you know, reading a lot of the comments and, you know, people that have reached out to us, whether it's buying a hat or even phone calls and stuff like that to the pub, I just think that it's definitely going to boost a little country business. And more importantly, hopefully it's going to boost a community as well. Not that it's, you know, going to be crazy big, but, you know, that helps with locals, you know, service stations and all different other industries. So hopefully, yeah, we just keep getting busier and busier and put Collier more on the map.
When you can pour that first beer, that first schooner, because I know that Kyle and I were saying it's all we want is to be able to go and have a schooner in a pub. It's the one thing that we're missing. What do you think that's going to feel like for you behind the bar, Tom?
Oh, mate, I don't think anyone else will be getting that first beer, because I'd say I'll be getting it.
But you can do that anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was actually having a few sneaky schooners when we first went into lockdown, but, you know, like most businesses, we never really, you know, cleaned out the beer line straight away, because we didn't know whether it was going to last for a week or a year or how long it was. So, you know, I only had my fair share of schooners. I was the only one drinking out of the kegs. But yeah, now I'm missing it, because I'm onto the bottled beer, obviously, because I've just got all my lines sitting there all cleaned.
Nice. It's going to be a real joy when, like, you and all our other smaller regional pubs can open again. Tom, thank you so much for these videos, for sharing a little bit of a snippet of your life and your beautiful family and bringing joy to all of us, not just in New South Wales, but right around the nation and the world. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys having us, and thanks for thinking of us all.
Of course. Tom Hancock there, publican at the Collier Hotel. You can find them on TikTok. They also post their videos on Facebook as well if you're there. They've got a great website, merch coming as well. They're doing it all.